Hey, Real Nerds listeners, there's many ways you can interact with the Real Nerds podcast. You can email us at realnerds@gmail.com. You can hit us on Twitter at Real Nerds. You want to check us on Facebook? You can. Just look for Real Nerds Podcast. You want to leave us a voicemail? Just call 720-6NERDS5. You want to listen to our episodes? You can check us out on Stitcher, iTunes, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
Camera, action!
Well, a real nerd knows who shot, and a real nerd can follow the plot, and a real nerd
doesn't
can...
Doesn't talk film! I'm sorry.
Take it outside.
Well, a real nerd knows who shot, and a real nerd can follow the plot, and a real nerd will give it all they got. Lights, camera, action!
Hey, all you crazy Real Nerds listeners, I am Ryan, and I am being joined by Brad.
Hey.
And every week, we see a new movie, and we podcast our experience to the world on the best damn movie podcast on the internet. This week, we saw The Wild Robots. Stay tuned, where we'll recommend the film or not, play the trailer, then we'll spoil the film and talk about it. We'll talk about our shenanigans throughout the week. I don't know, movies we've watched throughout the week. Movie news. It's what we do. Brad, how are you?
It's tired. Tired of working on our website. I know I've a broken record. I've been talking about it week after week, but it's I just want to get everything updated so we're not like you know, we did all that hard work for Fan Expo and now people are probably like, these guys are clowns.
Yeah, we're clown shoes, but we promise that they're coming. And if people knew how much hard work you're put, well, I mean, I know because I go to our website, you know, at least once a day, and I can see all the hard work you're putting in. So I appreciate it, even if no one else does.
Yeah, that Filmsplosion 94 episode took a while to edit because, you know, normally we've been recording with the bug, but we went back to Zach's place to do it, and the mics caught everyone else's. You know, we're so close together and like the ceiling, like everything. So the audio was on, like everybody else's audio was in everyone's mics.
Oh, shit.
So it just sounded like we were in this big echo chamber. and so I had to like, every time someone stopped talking and someone else started talking, like I had to, instead of just like layering the tracks on top of each other, I had to separate them. And then, yeah. So you'll hear like audio double up sometimes just because like it would have taken me so long to like, perfect it. Anyway, super technical, I know.
You know, you did a great job because I didn't even notice when I listened to it. So,
yeah, God, that's another thing. Is like, it took like iTunes forever to take it and put like actually load it. I use the iTunes Apple Podcast app now for podcasts since all the other aggregators have gone away, but like. Unless I'm around Wi-Fi a lot, it won't download episodes. So I'll constantly like get in my car and be like, cool, I'm going to listen to the new episode of this thing. And I'll say like, sorry, you have to either enable data, which it's always enabled, or get in your Wi-Fi to download it. Even though like it's right there.
It doesn't stream?
It doesn't just stream it. It's like, weird. I don't know what's going on. But like, yeah, the weird part is like, hey, activate your data plan so you can download it from, you know, a satellite. I'm like, it's already enabled. Like, I don't know what else to do. So
yeah, this is not me. This is on you.
Yeah.
I mean, podcasts are still so popular. I mean, we're right below Smartless and Conan O'Brien, and then it's Real Nerds, you know? So, I mean, I don't know why they make it so hard to get them now.
Probably just because they want, like, all the people at the top of the food chain to like, you know, get but the best even... access. And that's all us little guys. They want to like shove down so that, you know, there's no competition.
But even, I only subscribe to two podcasts and that's, mine and Conan O'Brien. And even the Conan O'Brien one, they don't release them in order. It's really fucking weird.
Yeah. I hate that too.
Yeah. So I don't know. But anyways, yeah, this, I already said The Wild Robot. So, yeah, I know what I'm doing. I've only been doing this for 13 years. Yeah. I got the new Mortal Kombat expansion. It's fun.
What'd they expand on?
It's another story, and there's six new characters. The first three characters have dropped, which are Cyrax and Sektor and Noob Saibot. And all the Mortal Kombat fans are pissed, Brad. Do you want to know why?
Why are the Mortal Kombat fans pissed, Ryan?
Well, Steve, so this is like a multiverse story. We're at the end of
more multiverses.
I know. At the end of Mortal Kombat 11, Liu Kang defeated the main boss named Kronika. And Kronika is in charge of all of time. She's this elder god. So when she dies, Liu Kang decided to restart the universe in his vision of peace. When he did this, there's new takes on characters like Raiden and Kung Lao, Scorpion, Sub-Zero, you know, all your favorites. But they went too far with Cyrax and Sektor. They are now female instead of male characters.
What?
Yeah. Oh, and don't get me started on, they have this new system of called cameos where it's like a tag team kind of setup. They have the original Cyrax and Sektor in that, but that doesn't count because in the main game, they're women. So fuck Mortal Kombat.
Great. Woke Mortal Kombat. Unbelievable. I never thought I'd live to see the day. You know, those characters are so important.
Exactly.
So real that they can't be reimagined as anything else.
I mean, if I had to pick two characters for Mortal Kombat's lore that didn't deserve this wokeness, it's Cyrax and Sektor. I mean, they're so well known in the canon outside of Mortal Kombat. I can't believe they're messing with them, Brad.
This all started back when that lady played Peter Pan on the stage play.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I mean, what's next? And I mean, this is what also sucks is, you know, it's a multiverse game. So this is totally canon. And in the next Mortal Kombat, it's just going to be nothing but women, I guess. Women fucking Liu Kangs or something. I don't know. It's literally what people are bitching about right now. So I know. And the characters are really fun to play as. I don't get it. I'll never get it. It's literally, you still have the originals in the game. This is just like, you know, I always liken it to, you know, there's Peter Parker and then there's Spider-Man Noir. It's literally the same dude, just, you know, different.
Yeah, reimagined is like, hey, I don't know. They've been doing this in comics for like, since I've been alive. Like,
I know there's, it's just now people are given a voice on the internet, and unfortunately that voice is awful. So people should play as Cyrax and Sektor. They're really fun to play as. And then the guest characters they're having is Ghostface from Scream, Arnold Schwarzenegger's Conan the Barbarian, and the T-1000 from T2.
Awesome.
So it'll be fun. This week on Real Nerd, we saw The Wild Robot. Brad, do you recommend The Wild Robot?
Yeah, I guess. It's a pretty film, and it's got a good message, but like, I kind of hate that the characters talked. Like, all the animals had voices. They really don't have that in the trailer, and I kind of wanted to, like, I was kind of hoping for another, like, first half of WALL-E situation. Where it's just like this art film where, you know, everything's just like natural and silent. And then, people started talking and stuff. And, the villain is kind of weak. It's beautiful in a lot of ways and like tries to get this like really important message across. But I don't know. Kind of middle of the road for me.
Well, Brad the Heartless has spoken again. I adored this film. I think I was beautifully animated. I thought the story was wonderful. And I will give props to DreamWorks Animation. At the end, they didn't have a pop song singing with all the animals.
The animals didn't come together in that hut and just like sing a Smash Mouth song. That's it's nuts.
We're so fake.
I guess what didn't like do sticks, Mr. Roboto.
I might have liked that. Here's a trailer for The Wild Robot.
incident report.
At 0300 hours, a number of Universal Dynamics robots were lost in a typhoon. Chance of recovery is unlikely.
Do you need assistance?
Aggression detected. I see your problem.
Processing language.
You need to learn how things work on this island.
Hello!
Goslings imprint on the first thing they see.
Which would be you?
You're his mother now.
I do not have the programming.
No one does.
He needs to swim and fly.
Swimming's easy. I can teach him the way my mom taught me. Swim!
He's a runt. His chances aren't super good.
I will protect him.
He's gotta leave this island by fall. Right, Bill?
It is more dangerous for him than anyone else. But he has a chance. If where his wings end, his heart can pay the balance.
You are not easy to find.
You are defective.
I feel fine.
You should not feel anything at all.
Mom?
No!
Sometimes, to survive, we must become more than we were programmed to be.
I will protect all of you.
You are ordered to return home.
I am already home. And I am a wild robot.
The Wild Robot is an animated film. We touched on, I mean, it's beautifully animated. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. They kind of repeated, they took the animation style of the last Puss in Boots movie and kind of like used it here.
Yeah, which I think they should. I, you know, the one thing that I've really liked lately going to animated films for the most part is they all kind of have their own vibe to them now, even though they're computer generated. Whether it's even Wish, which isn't the best Disney movie, they blended hand-drawn animation with, you know, the 3D stuff, and it came out awesome. And then this movie, yeah, just expanded on what Puss in Boots did, which it just looks kind of like a comic book, you know, that dot kind of color with 3D animation. I thought it looked really great.
Yeah, it did, yeah.
The movie is about a robot who is on a shipwreck, and she arrives on this island, and her only objective is to complete tasks. So kind of like a, I don't know right the right word, like just helper robots, basically, that help humans. And so while she's there, she's trying to help everybody, and she can't.
Yeah,
because
She's following her program, which is like, I have to help my owners, which I think are these animals.
Yeah, and she can't communicate with them yet, because at this point in the movie, all the animals just do is their you know, roars or chirps or whatever they are. And she scares some animals, and she is involved in an accident that kills a family of birds, and she's left with a little goose. Is it a gosling? That's a baby goose. Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh man, all right. And it's marked on her, so the little goose looks up to Roz as a mother, and when she sits and figures out how to communicate with all the animals. Fox, who's voiced by Pedro Pascal, you know, helps her become a mom to this goose, who is ostracized by the rest of the geese in the town for being, or town, the island, for being small. And he has to learn how to eat, swim, and fly, which gives her an objective and a task to complete. And she goes through all of this, and she learns that she wants to be a mom, and she loves being a mom. It's just really, I thought it was a beautiful movie.
Yeah, I mean, it looked good. I couldn't quite get a beat on the story for the longest time. I was like, where are we going with this, you know?
Yeah.
Because, like, initially, yeah, she's there, and then she's, like, tries to win the trust of all these animals, which, again, like, oh, like, we don't like foreigners in our space, and we're just going to treat them like shit, instead of, like, you know, even though they're doing nice things, we're going to, for us, we're still going to, like, not accept them. And then, yeah, she accidentally kills the Gosling's family, but then takes responsibility, tries to raise him, and then I kind of napped somewhere after that.
Of course you did.
And woke up to, like, the Bill Nighy goose, like, finally training him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then suddenly it's this whole thing about, like she doesn't want to, like, the ship that lost her is finally going to come back and rescue her. And there's, like, this other robot who's, like, really mean. And,
just, like, wants her back.
Wants her back, but is, like, is mean about it. Instead of just, like, being a robot who's, like, indifferent. And then, like, destroys the island to get her. Not sure why that's necessary. But yeah, so, like, after all that, Roz is like, you know what? I am a danger to you guys. I should leave. And so she does, but then comes back anyway. It's just like, okay. I don't know if we, like, it just felt a little drawn out of, like, you know, where do you want to go with this? And then the whole thing of, like, you know, I appreciate the message of when she's finally got the animals' trust and, like, deciphered the language, and she's, like, telling the animals, like, hey, you don't have to eat each other. You can grow beyond your programming and all that. Like, I like that. You know, you don't have to be your base animal instincts. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, she eventually learns. And by the way, Lupita Nyong'o is freaking fabulous in this movie as Roz. And she was great in A Quiet Place as well. You know, she has to learn above her programming and becoming a mom. And I thought it was beautifully told. And I thought this movie was great. And it's kind of fun seeing a movie like this after, you know, we go weeks and weeks and weeks of seeing serious or, like, hardcore movies. It's kind of fun to go to a movie and see a lighthearted, you know, just fun film that I really enjoyed.
It's not like I'm talking about a one star movie here. I'm talking about, like, four. Instead of a five for me, you know?
Yeah, no, it's a wonderful movie. And I think it did pretty well its opening weekend. It has a really long staying power. So I think people are discovering it slowly, but enjoying it.
Animation's had a slow crawl this year. Like, they don't debut huge, but they definitely have legs.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't heard much out of Despicable Me, but it's, like, the third highest grossing movie of the year.
Yeah, Kung this movie's Panda definitely better well. Than that.
Yeah. So, like, even If broke the $100 million mark, so.
Yeah, it's, I'm even trying to think. I guess Inside Out 2 is the big one.
Yeah, I mean, blew past Deadpool and Wolverine, even.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, so I pre-ordered the Steelbook from Amazon for Deadpool Wolverine.
For how much?
Yeah, so I got the Wolverine one, and I'm hoping it's dropping, because right now it's $67.
Oh my God.
And it's like $72 with tax. because I pre-ordered it the day it came out. It's going to drop, right?
I don't know. It comes out in 2 weeks, so that's a short amount of time.
No joke. I'm keeping an eye on it, and if it doesn't, I might cancel, just get the regular version, which yeah. I'm also on the fence with because I have steelbooks on every single Marvel movie.
Yep.
But $70 for a steelbook?
That's a season of something on Blu-ray. Exactly.
Well, there was a movie that was like this, too, that I was really worried about. It's Inside Out 2. Inside Out 2 was the same thing. It was like $70.
Oh, way down though, right?
Yeah, until about a week. And then a week before it came out, it dropped to like 36.
Oh, nice. I think I paid like 40 for it or 45. But yeah, that Wolverine version sold out so fast, you know, unless there's a restock, it might stay like that high because it's so rare now.
But they sold so many. Does that bring the price down?
Well, yeah, you think so, but no.
You think so. I know. You know why I'm scared too about it. So there's also a part of me that says, well, maybe I shouldn't, you know, cancel it because I don't know if it's ever going to be available again. And I definitely got the order in because it's on my order page. But the Deadpool version is like $47. I'm like, God damn it.
I know. If you want to just get the non-Wolverine one, you still get a decent price. Like I missed it, so I bought the Deadpool one, you know. But like I went on Walmart like 2 days later and they had the Wolverine one back in stock. But it's like 54, right? So
yeah.
I was like, should I just get both? And like, what if, you know, if they cancel the Wolverine one, then I've got neither.
Yeah.
So am I going to pay for two of these? Shit. Like this whole situation sucks. I just want Best Buy to come back and do them.
I know. It totally sucks.
And then, you know, Amazon's going to ship it to you and maybe that Wolverine steelbook they're not going to print anymore comes dented.
Oh my God. Why are you doing this to me?
And you paid $70 for it. And there's like, yeah, it's fine. Return it. But they can't replace it. Yeah.
I know that's going to be a charge from Amazon. My wife can say, what'd you spend $72 on Amazon?
One movie.
Deadpool and Wolverine. And then I'll be sleeping with you, buddy.
Yeah.
I'll say, well, I'll go over to Brad's and he'll want to watch it.
Yeah, I'm keeping tabs on Target because they sell it for $48. Mm. So if that comes back in stock, I'm going to snipe it and cancel everything else.
Well, I'm hoping that it's going to drop. There's no way they're going to sell that movie for $68.
I don't know, man. Like, I'm sure the bean counter's sitting there going like, well, we've already got their money, so why? Like, we're not putting any more out, so we should just keep it at 70. So we'll see.
Let me see. I have you on. I'm going to look at my order right now. Maybe today it dropped. Let's see. Your orders. I mean, they technically don't have a release date on it for me yet. It just says my order's been received.
Everywhere else I've seen, it's October 22nd. So
yeah, I mean, if you click on all the other ones, they say October 22nd. So it also makes me think, like, do I even still get it? Yeah, it's still at $65.99. And with taxes, $73.24. Fuck.
It's like the 80s, man, buying a VHS anymore.
Yeah. Well, they just put out Alien Romulus, their steelbook, which isn't that great, and it's at $54 right now. And so I pre-ordered this. Let's see when I ordered it. October 2nd. So I guess that's not that long ago. It was 5 days ago. That's this week.
I might have to get out of steelbooks.
I know. If they're going to be this expensive, I can't do it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they can't be because I have North by Northwest steelbook I ordered.
Well, that's an old-ass movie.
Only $29.
Yeah, because, you know, it didn't come out in theaters, so there's not a ton of people running out to get it, you know?
Let me check my Godzilla Minus One one. Let's see. That one's 46, but also comes with extra swag, too, so I don't know.
Yeah. That's the other thing, too. Like, a lot of these steelbooks just have, like, the movie and maybe a couple behind the scenes things.
Yeah.
It's not the robust experience. Like, if you paid $54 for a DVD back in the day, like you were getting a ton of shit with it.
No doubt. Now you get, you know, the 3-minute EPKs where they're going, I really liked working with Ryan Reynolds. Yeah, me too.
Yep.
Oh, well.
Yeah, hey, we'll see.
Yeah. This is the big movie news of the week.
It's real news.
Really, the only big news is they dropped a trailer for Thunderbolts kind of under the radar.
Very Suicide Squad inspired.
Very. You know, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt because it's just the teaser, because I think they literally just finished filming it like a week ago. So that's just to give you a little taste, because I did see the new trailer for Captain America, New World Order, and it was really good. It expanded on the little teaser they had, you know, a couple months ago. So I'm guessing it's just like, hey, just so you know, this movie's coming out in 7 months. Don't forget about us.
Yeah, what's with the asterisks next to Thunderbolts? Are they not Thunderbolts?
I don't know what that means. Obviously, it means something because it was kind of a emphasis on the trailer. You know, it had the title and then it put the asterisk there. So,
yeah. I'm like, I thought we were getting away from those boring title treatments. Like, that's just Gotham font. Like, I thought the thing about Marvel is they like went and like made like a comic book cover title for everything. Now it's just like, here's Thunderbolts.
Asterisk. Yeah, I'm sure when they start ramping up the actual publicity on it, maybe it'll be more inspired.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited because I love Julia Louis-Dreyfus and her having, you know, being one of the major characters in it makes me excited.
I'm hoping it sends a lot of people towards my films as an accident.
Oh, see, I see what you did there. So when it comes out, we'll just make sure we share your movie a bunch.
Yeah.
And then people get confused and shit.
Then maybe someone will greenlight a third one for me.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't really say anything. You get a quick glimpse of Bob, who is the Sentry, which is a Superman level quote unquote hero, but not really. That they have to take down. So it'll be interesting. We'll see how it plays out. I love all the characters in it. Anytime Florence Pugh is in a movie, I'll watch it. I think she's wonderful. So I'm excited.
Real quick, back to Steelbooks. So Walmart has the Resident Evil 6 movie collection, Steelbooks.
Mm-hmm.
All for $90.
Oh.
Yeah. So 6 movies in Steelbooks. For $20 more than you're about to pay for one movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they have this 2001 A Space Odyssey one, like, for $74. It's like some special vault range steelbook, but, like, still.
That's like, a lot of money to watch a movie to fall asleep to.
Exactly. There'd be a lot of special features on that shit.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Definitely have to stop getting steelbooks.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to. This is my curse. This is my gift. We watch movies throughout the week in a segment I call Movies We Watch Throughout the Week.
So, this is the stuff we've been watching.
Brad, what'd you watch this week?
Let's see. I watched Megalopolis. What'd you watch?
Actually, can I want to interrupt you because you didn't talk about it last week, and I don't know, but it popped up on your letterbox and you watched Teeth.
I was getting there, but yeah.
Okay. And only because my wife loves that movie, and I remember watching it going, I don't know if love is the right word, but
yeah, you saw I put one star on it, right?
I did. You're in the same boat as me.
Yeah. I mean, I put a joke review on it, but like, yeah, it's like Teeth would be a better movie if it was more like The Substance, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, not that I need to see a vagina with teeth, but like.
But here's the thing. If you're going to make a movie like that, just fucking make a movie.
Yeah, like, it should have been more insane than it is. Like, there's so much, like, coy, like religion and, like, virginity issues. And I just want to see, like, more monster stuff, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, I'm not saying I have to see a vagina, like, with teeth eating stuff. But, like, why could she be, like, on top of some dude and, like, eat him in half or something? You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah, you see a bunch of dudes' dicks get bitten off. But, like, it's the same experience, like, three times, I think.
Yeah.
And it's made a little edgier because, like, there's this underlying thing where her brother, like, molested her as a kid. Yeah. Yeah, it's just, like, I guess just undercooked, you know?
Yeah.
And then at the end, like, she runs out of her town, and she, like, hitches a ride with that creepy old dude, and, you know, when they, like, park at the gas station, he basically, like, tries to get her, like, hey, you got to pay me for this ride. And she's sitting there going, like, oh, what am I going to do in this situation now? And then she's like, oh, right, I've got this thing I can do to punish. Yeah. It's just like, yeah, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I feel you on that one.
And I've seen it. I saw it, like, years ago, like, when it came out. I fell asleep and, like, didn't give it a second thought, and yeah, I watched it all the way through this time. I was like, oh, I didn't miss much.
And we're still good. Nice.
Yeah, like, they live next to a radioactive, like, plant, and she's the only person in town that's this having this problem. Okay.
Yeah. Billy, man.
So yeah, I also watched I totally forgot. I watched Transformers 1. Yeah. Which is way better than I expected it to be.
That's what I've been hearing about that movie.
Yeah.
Kind of, and it flew under the radar because it kind of fizzled out.
Yeah. You know those movies where you're like, ugh, like, I just want to see the robots fight. I don't care about the human story.
Yeah.
Fuck off the human story. They finally made that movie.
Did they really?
It's sweet. Just Transformers. And, like, it's a pretty standard movie. You're like, you know, it's like Charles and Xavier and Magneto. Like, mm-hmm. This is when they were friends. So it's Optimus Prime, who I forget his name at the time. And then D-16 or whatever, who's Megatron. You know, this is their prequel, whatever. And they're friends, and they're minors. And they're being oppressed by Cybertron's king or whatever. And they find out, like, you know, the world they've grown up in isn't what it is really is. And, you know, Optimus Prime takes the noble path, and Megatron is really jaded and upset that he's been treated this way. And so, like, you know, it's like the X-Men, you know, like, they both want to achieve the same thing, but they go about it in different ways. And so, yeah, you're watching that slowly devolve, but then, like, they get to the end of the movie and they defeat the ruler of Cybertron. And then you get, like, oh shit, this movie's still going. And so, you see, like, the rise of the, like, why the war on Cybertron even happens between, like, how Optimus Prime becomes Prime and Megatron.
I've always wanted to know why.
Yeah. And why they even explain why they're called Decepticons in a, like, in a smart way. I was like, holy shit. Like, it was a joke before. I was like, why would you call yourself, like, such an obvious villain name? It's because they're, like, rebelling against the deception they've had. Yeah, as the Royal Guards and the Miners together, like, so it's not that they're Decepticons, it's like they're fighters of deception. Yeah.
So, I'm on board with that.
Yeah, it's really good. But I missed the opening because I had to see it in 3D at the time I went, and they didn't switch it over. So it was, like, blurry, and I had to go out into the lobby twice to say, like, hey, it's not fixed yet. I do have the right glasses. Stuff like that. So the whole prologue with Lawrence Fishburne, I was like, kind of, I missed some setup, but yeah, it was cool.
Nice.
So Transformers 1, definitely worth checking out. And then, yeah, the last thing I saw this week was Megalopolis, which is, I know you've never seen a Neil Breen film, but it's, like, a really big budget Neil Breen film.
So you're saying good.
Oh, God, it is rough. Yeah, I mean, you've seen The Room, And I can tell you, there's a scene in this movie that is very much like, I feel like I'm watching The Room right now.
Hmm.
Yeah. It has Adam Driver in it, of all things. So, I mean, he's like doing his best to like elevate this material, but it is like just like an old man just throwing all of his thoughts out there before he dies and trying to make a movie out of it.
Awesome.
I was like telling everyone I watched it with like, this guy made The Godfather, right? Like, should we check to see if he actually did that movie? Because these do not match up. And I saw Twixt and those. This does not seem like the output of the guy who made those movies.
Damn.
So, yeah, it is wild. Big budget, green screen wild.
Oh, wow, wow.
Yeah. What'd you watch?
So I went to the movies and I saw this movie called Am I a Racist? And it it really changed. No, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't see shit like that. Fuck that. what I really watched is I watched The Walking Dead, The Ones That Live, which is the spinoff show with Rick and Michonne, because I think season 7, Rick looked like he died, but he was picked up by these people in the helicopter. And it was really cool watching. I didn't catch it on AMC because I didn't have the channel because I cut cable, and I just recently got it again. But anyways, it's really cool seeing a character that has that strong of a screen presence in Rick and Michonne come back in this world. And I thought it was really, really cool and really well done. And it's only 6 episodes long, and there isn't necessarily going to be a sequel, and I don't think they need one. It was well done. And the only other thing I watched is, I watched 2 things. I watched Friday the 13th, 2009, because I got the 4K from Arrow. It looks great. There's new interviews on it. And the new commentary with the writers is really great. But I'll always love it for the Trent, where he's like, your tits are just like so juicy, dude. it's a fun, I think it's a really fun Friday the 13th movie. I think Jason's really cool in it. I read, that they're, I think that they're coming out with the Jason Goes to Hell 4K too.
Arrow is?
Yeah, it was on Dawn of the Discs this morning.
Oh, jeez.
They're just saying that it's coming. I don't know. They're usually pretty spot on with what's coming out.
I was waiting for Shout to drop their 4K like box set of the thing I already bought.
I know, but it makes me wonder that they might not, because of the licensing issues, because these two are New Line ones. So I don't know. The last thing I watched was, I got this, the 4K of The Woman, also from Arrow, because it was half off at Barnes & Noble. And it's about this man, it's actually a sequel, which I didn't know, who is this like shady lawyer in town, and he finds this woman, this feral woman, in the backwoods of his home, and he puts her captive in his basement or cellar, and his family goes along with it, and it's really weird, and she eventually gets out, and then it gets all bloody and gory. So it was kind of fun. That's what I watched this week. Next week we're seeing Joker, Folie à Deux. So that'll be fun.
Cool.
And yeah. Until next week, Brad, we'll see you at the movies.
Well, a real nerd knows who shot a real nerd. Can follow the plot of a real nerd. Look at all the gods. Lights, camera, action.
Thanks for listening to Real Nerds Podcast, a Nebulous Visions production. Stream or download episodes, read articles at realnerdspodcast.com. Stream us on Apple or Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or iHeartRadio. Follow us on Facebook, Real Nerds Podcast. Twitter and Instagram, at Real Nerds. Watch us on YouTube, Real Nerds Podcast. Email us at realnerds@gmail.com. Call us at 720-6NERDS5. Thank you to Sparks Mandrill, Mike at Plan 9 Studios, and Bolognium for all of our groovy theme songs. And that's how you fucking do it!